You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The US economy is apparently bowling along quite nicely, as evidenced by the unemployment, or rather the employment data from Friday. On the telephone now from Singapore, and it's quite late in Singapore, it's Jim Rogers. Jim, what did you make of the numbers and the numbers that continue to perpetuate the legend that the US jobs market is doing very well indeed, and thus the US economy?
Well, normally, you know, numbers are not trustworthy from any government, but I don't have any reason to doubt this. No, the U.S. economy does seem to be doing fine. And yes, so far, so good. The government has cut taxes, has pumped huge amounts of money into the economy. That the deficit is the highest in American history. So, you know, Lindsay, if you give me $1 trillion, I'll show you a very good time. And that's what's happening right now. Half a trillion, I'll show you a good time.
But, you give me $1 million, I'll show you a good time anytime like, Jim. But
I agree.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that everything's fine, but the policies of Mr. Trump and some of his predecessors, let's face it, are not sustainable, or are they sustainable with an ultimate consequence in a generation that we won't ever see at our age?
We will see. It's that bad, even at our age. You know, things are so bad that we're going to see it in our lifetimes, I assure you, because the debt just keeps going higher and higher. Lindsay, in 2008, we had a problem because of too much debt. Well, since then, the debt has skyrocketed everywhere. Many people have spoken about austerity, but nobody has practiced austerity. And so the next time we have a problem, and we will have another problem, it's going to be the worst in my lifetime, Lindsay, and I'm older than you.
Only slightly. Jim, why hasn't the debt that you spoke about that has been ballooning since 2008 and behind 2008, why has it never manifested itself in a problem? Because the markets just keep on going up and up. S&P down, NASDAQ record highs, 105 times, I think, since President Trump came to power.
Well, since Mr. Trump came to power, yes, Lindsay, but it's starting to manifest itself. If you go to Argentina or Venezuela or Turkey or Indonesia or Latvia or some Indian banks, you will see problems. The way these things start in, you remember in 2007, Iceland went bankrupt, but nobody noticed or cared. It was tiny. But then Ireland went bankrupt. A few weeks later, you know, Bear Stearns went bankrupt. A few months later, Northern Rock went bankrupt, the large English bank. A few months later, Lehman Brothers went bankrupt. Well, by then, everybody noticed, but that was over a year later. It always starts that way, Lindsay. It starts where nobody's looking, where it's tiny and insignificant, and it's happening that way again now. Yes, the New York Stock Exchange is making all-time highs because the American government is spending money and the central bank is printing money. So, yes, but don't worry. It's going to happen, and when it happens, it's going to be horrendous. And as I said, it's already happening. Look at Deutsche Bank. You know, Deutsche Bank is on the verge of collapse. So it's happening. It's just not on the evening news yet.
Well, it is actually on the evening news, because I got a WhatsApp this morning at around about 6:30 from somebody that says, what does the Deutsche Bank story mean? 18,000 people are going to be culled over the next 3 years. Does this mean I'm not going to get my research that I get every morning? And I said, of course you're not going to get your research, because your research was being paid for by non-existent clients and non-existent profits. So, yes, they tried to be the Goldman Sachs of Europe. They didn't make it. But do you think this is symbolic of what the future holds? In other words, the Deutsche Bank failure?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if Deutsche Bank is going to fail. You know, they've been trying to save Deutsche Bank for 2 or 3 years now. Usually when they have advance warning and they try to work on something, that usually does not fail because everybody keeps working at it. What happens is something fails that we don't know about. You know, we didn't know Lehman Brothers was going to fail, or Bear Stearns, or Northern Rock. That's what causes the shocks. It's going to be something that neither one of us, at least I haven't thought of yet. And it won't. I don't think it's going to be a Deutsche Bank. If it is Deutsche Bank, it's going to be huge. You know, it's the largest bank in Germany, et cetera, et cetera. But somebody's going to fail. They always do. I wish I knew. I would be shorted right now.
Mm. talking about being short of it right now. I don't want you to give away too many secrets, Jim Rogers, as a professional investor. What are you short or long of at the moment? What do you like? I would like to bring up gold, first of all, but I'll leave that up to you.
Well, let's go to gold. I own gold. I haven't bought gold in a long time, any serious gold. I certainly haven't sold any gold ever, for that matter. But I'm waiting for gold to go down and go down significantly. And I hope I'm smart enough that if it happens, to buy a lot more gold. And if it doesn't, Lindsay, don't worry. I own plenty of gold. But I still expect gold to have a big correction. You know, when the market has a serious correction, everything goes down, at least it always has, including gold. And that will be the time that I hope I'm smart enough to buy a lot of gold.
Okay, so let's call it $1,400 an ounce now. It's come from $1,275 to $1,280 in very short term. I'm a short-termist because I'm a broadcaster, Jim. It was around about 6-7 weeks ago. It was below $1,280. It went up to $1,430. It's back down to $1,400 at the moment. What do you call a serious correction? Back down another couple of $100?
Under $1,000 per ounce. It may not get there, but you know, if the market does collapse, stocks and bonds and currencies, always, nearly always, gold has collapsed too. People get margin calls, people panic, people want out of everything. And when that happens, I hope I'm smart enough to be standing there to buy some gold.
So you're predicting something that is going to be very unpleasant indeed. Have you got any time frame on this unpleasantness?
Well, I must not have made myself clear, Lindsay. It's going to be the worst financial markets in my lifetime. And that's a long time. I wasn't around in the 30s, but I've seen some bad bear markets since. It's going to be a big mess because the debt is so, so much higher everywhere in the world. Nobody has reduced it. If anybody's reduced debt, I don't know about it. But no, debt has continued to skyrocket. America alone is going up $1 trillion a year. There are states and cities in the U.S. that are basically bankrupt. Illinois. New Jersey, Connecticut. I mean, there are places that are in very serious trouble, and something's going to happen soon, and they're all going to fall apart.
Is that why you left?
I would expect within a year. But I'm horrible at market timing, Lindsay. I'm the world's worst market timer.
Well, I won't mention a couple of the predictions you've made when we chatted before, but you're a long-termist. That's the thing. All the good managers are 2 or 3 or 5 years too early. But Jim, was that the reason you left the United States in the first place? Your beautiful house, townhouse in Manhattan, and went to Singapore because you were predicting something that was going to be, as I've said before, the word unpleasant in the United States of America.
No, the reason I came to Asia was because I wanted my children to speak Mandarin. We were doing it in New York, but I realized it would not be perfect unless they put them in a Mandarin-speaking city where they had no choice but to speak Mandarin. And it's work beyond my expectations or dreams even. It's amazing. You know, the Chinese call them up to be on TV in China. Their Mandarin is so good. So that has worked.
Do you own any equities?
No, of course I own equities, yes. Including a few in the United States. Not many in the U.S. But if I were looking, I'm buying Russia today as we speak. I'm looking for China today. I don't want to buy America. It's at an all-time high. I'm looking at trying to find places that are depressed where there are good opportunities.
Just to summarize, you think that there's a good deal of nastiness that is going to occur on the world's markets. Nothing will be spared, and we should be ready for that and have our tinder dry.
Lindsay, I obviously haven't made myself clear. It's going to be worst in your lifetime. It's going to be the worst in my lifetime. It's going to be the worst in the lifetime of nearly everybody listening to this. It is not going to be fun. Everybody should get themselves knowledgeable. They should listen to your shows. They'll become knowledgeable, then they'll become worried, and hopefully they will then be prepared. And not everybody's going to get wiped out. Some will thrive, some will survive. I hope I survive. I hope I thrive. But at least I hope I survive, because it's going to be very, very serious.
Jim Rogers, thanks so much for your insight. That's Jim Rogers speaking to us from Singapore. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.